Last week, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimel announced that his office had concluded its investigation into the fatal police shooting of a black man in Sherman Park last month. Since the killing, groups have called for the state or the Milwaukee Police Department to release the officer's body cam video. Schimel has said the tape won't be released until the Milwaukee County DA decides whether or not to charge the officer. Communities have made different decisions regarding when to release police footage. For example, Tulsa, Oklahoma, released video shortly after an officer killed a black man there this week. Chicago held on to its footage for about a year. WUWM's Latoya Dennis asked Dave Klinger what goes into making the decision. He's a former police officer and now a criminal justice professor at the University of Missouri.
The core issue is getting the video out after the investigation is at a point where it is appropriate to do so. And what I mean by that is that you have to make sure, as an investigative team, that all of the witnesses who could have seen something or could have relevant information to the moment of the shooting have been interviewed already, so that the video does not in any way, shape, or form influence their testimony. And getting everybody identified and getting the interviews sometimes takes some time. And unless and until everybody's been interviewed, it is not appropriate to release that video. The integrity of the investigation is the most important thing. If you think about it, somebody has been shot by a police officer, and it is possible that a crime has been committed. And if you wish to ensure that if the officer committed a crime, that all of the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed for purposes of a prosecution, then you want to make sure that that investigation cannot be challenged by the defense.
Now, how do you weigh public trust in all of this? There are some people who are of the mindset the longer the videos are held, they think there's, you know, tampering going on.
What you can do is you can create a forensic fingerprint, as it were, on that information so that people who really understand how it is that these videos are recorded and so on and so forth can come back and say, no, this has not been tampered with.
We've seen this done a few different ways, right? We recently saw the Tulsa situation in which the tape was released very soon after. And then we've seen cases like in Chicago where it's been, you know, a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we see such differences?
Because in Chicago, you had people who were trying to perpetrate a cover-up. It's ludicrous. You had the information in terms of all the interviews locked down well before that. And so there's no reason to wait a year, but it's probably going to take some days, maybe weeks, depending.
We're having this discussion in Milwaukee because last month we had an incident in which a Milwaukee police officer shot and killed a man, and there have been calls for the tape here to be released. The investigation by the state is done, and now it's up to the DA here in Milwaukee County to decide whether he'll charge.
Why it is that once the investigation has been wrapped up and it's been handed over to the DA, why the DA doesn't want to release it, I couldn't speak to that. If the investigation is complete, then by definition, all of the witnesses have been interviewed, correct?
Correct.
So it strikes me that this would be an appropriate time to go ahead and release it.
Do these videos often tell the public everything they need to know?
They're just pieces of a puzzle, and that's one of the problems. The notion that the presence of video is going to show everything is simply incorrect, because it's a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional situation from only one perspective, and that perspective often is not the exact perspective of what the officer sees. The public has to understand what the limitations of the technology that we presently have are.